This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're going to keep you guys posted on the Santa Cruz Mountain fire called the Loma Fire. Apparently more residents have been ordered from their homes as this growing wildfire threatens more communities in the Santa Cruz Mountain. Apparently right now, I believe the blaze is about 30 miles south of San Jose, has already destroyed a home, has charred more than 1.5 square miles of dry brush and timber. We're kind of worried about that one because right now California is going through a heat wave and they've already evacuated hundreds of people. More residents have been ordered to leave as the flames are spreading overnight. The fire, I think, as of the last hour, has only been 5% contained. So we'll keep you guys posted as that happens. It's just still hot, and it's dry, and, you know, global warming was brought up. The debate, obviously, has been the center of attention with what happened with Donald Trump and Hillary last night in Hofstra University. You know, I think the debate, if I could just say, was a little over publicized. I thought it would be a lot more interesting than it was. I actually got a little bored, and I was distracted very early on with Donald Trump's, which is what I do all the time. My nose is running. And it's very difficult to blow your nose on live TV just in case some boogers come out. So I get why he did what he did. We've all had that. I just wish he would have taken a Claritin, and I think he will probably take a Claritin. But what was very interesting from a physiological standpoint is once he started to get into it and his adrenaline got up, his nose stopped running. And then once he had a chance to relax, the nose started running again. So, you see, adrenaline, if you've ever run track, you know, and you have a cold, for some reason, your cold symptoms subside when you're running and when you're exercising, which is why, you know, doctors always tell people, look, you know, cut back on your exercise when you're trying to get better, but from a cold, et cetera. But a lot of us, that's how we get rid of our symptoms. Once the adrenaline starts kicking in, once we get that sympathetic nervous system, the nose stops running. So, he had that as, unfortunately, a distracting factor. What was very interesting is I watched the debate. I started to watch it on CNN or MSNBC, but I switched it to Fox because I wanted to see how apparently they have the camera on Hillary. And I don't know if it was Fox News per se or just, you know, the coverage, but my guess is the cameras had it. And there were a couple instances where I was a little worried. For the most part, I think Hillary looked very good. I think she looked very healthy. I thought the red was a great color for her. Interesting, she was wearing red and Donald was wearing, you know, Trump was wearing a blue tie. By the way, Donald Trump had a, you know, American flag that we all noticed with her. You know, we didn't see that on her lapel. We didn't see an American flag, but, you know, not required during the debate, but that was noticeable. But I have to say, from a medical standpoint, she looked very good. She didn't really have a lot of wrinkles. Her skin looked excellent. Her eyes looked a little heavy. Her eyes started to close a couple times. She was blinking a lot. And one thing, when Trump was going off and just kind of going on and on and on, I was watching her and you saw her eyes start to close a little bit. And then once Trump started to call her out on things, you know, it looked like she was more alert. And I almost would have liked to see him just droning on. That might have actually been a better strategy to see what happened with her, because I thought that was very odd, where she looked like you should be really perky and bright-eyed, and she did really, really well. But when the camera was on her, when Trump was talking, you almost saw a little heaviness to her eyelids a couple times. So I thought that was interesting. At the end, when she was shaking hands, you did see her Secret Service and her bodyguards on standby, even there to catch her from falling. You almost saw some movements that they did, around her backside, as if they were ready. So, you know, one thing that I noticed, and again, I thought Hillary looked healthy. I thought she performed well, but you saw, Bill, you saw a very well choreographed support system physically, such that she could shake hands, and there were people around her all the time. You almost saw people semicircle around her as she was shaking hands. You actually saw her at one point hold one of the supporters' hands for a little bit longer than she would have while looking away, maybe for a little support. So you did see some unsteadiness. Many people have asked me about her, Hillary having Parkinson's. I didn't notice any tremor. I thought she also had excellent facial expression. A lot of times with Parkinson's, you have muscle rigidity, and you don't show facial expression as much, and you could elicit a pill-rolling tremor. She did make sure both hands were in view of the camera, her right hand more than her left, so I can't say 100% that she doesn't have a tremor on her left side. But I thought, from a Parkinson's standpoint, I would have ruled it out. However, I did notice some shuffling steps when she was going towards the crowd. Now, mind you, okay, I have arthritis in the hips, I have arthritis in the knees, and I shuffle too. You know, when you're standing still for an hour and a half plus, and then all of a sudden you have to move and you have to walk, and it's on a carpet that you know, I get a little nervous about carpet. I'm much more comfortable on a solid floor than I am with carpet, because sometimes carpet, I notice I trip on more. So I don't know if she was shuffling because of a medical issue, or because of a reluctancy, or you know, being careful. She doesn't want to fall. And I got to tell you something, you know, wherever you stand on the political aisle, I think both of them did very, very well. We're going to be having Ron Futrell join us in a few minutes. He is Director of Sales and Marketing at Avisite and is our political correspondent. To get his take on this. But, you know, to be told that you're going to have the camera on you the whole time, which is, you know, kind of what Fox did, watching for any lapse in your health, it's pretty nerve-wracking. So I thought overall she did good. Do I think she won the debate? No. I thought she kept her cool. I thought Trump did excellent. But it was kind of boring. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW, or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, well, my favorite political analyst is with us today, Ron Futrell, Director of Sales and Marketing at AbbVie. Ron, thank you for joining us. I appreciate it.
Good morning, Doc. And there was a debate last. Somebody said about. I was watching. Did you watch the Patriot the game last night? The NFL game between Atlanta and New Orleans.
The Falcons. I wanted to because I heard the Falcons did awesome.
Falcons played a great game. Matt Ryan did a fine job at quarterback, and you know, and Drew Brees not so much with New Orleans. It was the 10th anniversary of the reopening of the Superdome after, I don't know if you heard, like 11 years ago with Katrina.
Right,
and
10 right.
years ago they reopened the stadium, and so, anyway.
Yeah, 10 years ago.
What you wanted to talk about? Did you want to talk about that, or what?
I'd almost rather, honestly, because I thought the debate was boring. You know, I got to tell you something. I don't understand. The next debate is also going to be when football is, right? It's going to be like on a Sunday. Yeah. I don't know if I want to, you know, skip football to watch, I don't know.
Fortunately, we have TiVo nowadays, so you can TiVo one, and you can go back and forth on that. But I did watch the debate last night instead of Monday Night Football, and it was frustrating in a few fronts. Let me say first, and this might come off as boring, but it needs to be said right off the bat. They're talking about the economy, and Hillary was able to spread dishonesty, if you want, being disingenuous, about what caused the financial collapse of 2008, and that is so critical when you're talking about any debate about the economy now, because she's boasting about how much the economy came back from the brink of collapse that everybody, the Democrats will say, mm-hmm. George Bush mm-hmm. caused in 2008. But it was very simple, and Donald Trump, there were 100 things I wish he would have said that he didn't, but this one is very important. It was what caused the collapse of 2008 was the misregulation of the banking industry. Which started with her husband.
Right.
And they started putting, the banking industry did not come up with these crazy ideas of no-doc loans and adjustable rate mortgages and those sort of things. That was done by the federal government. Put those in place for the banking industry to do in the name of affordable housing for people that couldn't afford houses, and it caused the bubble that mm-hmm. caused the collapse. And that was done by government misregulation of the banking industry. And I preach that. I preached it before, I think, on your show, but it needs to be preached because it's, number one, it's the truth. Mm-hmm. And it was done largely by her husband and by Democrats that did this. Republicans went along with it, and they were happy to give more homes to those who affordable housing under that guise. But it's an absolute textbook example of what caused the collapse of government when government gets too far involved, too greatly involved, too much involved into private enterprise and tries to adjust things falsely. And it caused this bubble that caused the collapse. And of course, you're not going to get that out of Hillary. But that is the truth. That is, your fact checkers out there, you media fact checkers, there's the truth for you right there of what caused it. But Hollywood has also done this with a lot of the movies that have come out recently mm-hmm. over the last 5 years or so about the collapse of the banking industry. They use that. They want to make it for the evil banker that did this. The bankers did not do this on their own. They did it because they were rewarded. They were rewarded by federal government saying, we're going to insure these horrible loans with Fannie and Freddie, and we'll reward you, so don't worry about it. But you take these bad loans and do it. Banks would have never done this on their own. So anyway, that was the first thing that I thought about during the mm-hmm. debate last night. Mm-hmm. But that's just me saying, come on now, right off the bat we have this. Right off,
I know.
They're talking about the economy.
Right. Trump, for those who join us, we're talking. For those who join us, we're talking to Ron Futrell, director of sales and marketing at Avisite. Yeah, you know, on one end, I thought that, you know, she was very poised, she was very rehearsed. I thought she did well, but it got very cheesy when she started to promote her book. I guess she was promoting a book. She was promoting her website. And I thought Donald Trump handled that really, really well. But I also thought there was a lot of missed opportunity with Trump. You know, right when she was bringing up emails and you know, oh, my gosh, when she said you didn't have to sit in front of 11 hours of a congressional committee hearing, he could have just gone in swinging.
You mean that congressional committee hearing on Benghazi? When you didn't take the 5 o'clock phone call. I remember with Obama, she had the big ads talking about who's going to be there for the 3 a.m. phone call. She would be there for the 3 a.m. phone call. Well, that phone call came in at 5 p.m. in Benghazi on September 11th, 2012, to be able to rescue some Americans there. And our federal government, or at the State Department, did not respond and did not send help to those soldiers there who were dying on the battlefield with a terrorist attack, and then they lied about it afterwards, saying it was a video. So their post-op was failed, was lies. No, Trump should have absolutely pounced on that. I don't know if it was preparation or what it was. Trump is sort of, I get this part of him because I'm sort of like this, a freewheeling guy. I just go, you know, I feel like I can go in any situation and just go and talk without as much preparation. But he needs to go in some of the next debates with some of these things that we're talking about right here, prepared to go at her. Okay, when they're talking about cybersecurity, which was one of the questions, cybersecurity, you know, it should have been, he should have looked over to her, looked at Lester and saying, we're talking with her about cybersecurity?
Exactly.
Her of the server at her home, the unsecured server at her home with emails that she's now not releasing. Now, he didn't mention the email release, but he mentioned it in the context of him releasing his tax returns. It should have been an independent discussion without him having to talk about his tax returns. Should have been, are you kidding me? This is who we're talking about? You know, cybersecurity, her?
Yes, exactly.
And that's all you need to say. Cybersecurity?
Exactly.
Anyway.
You know, they tried to really hit, you know, Trump on women's issues and calling, you know, women fat and names and Rosie O'Donnell, et cetera. And, I he kind of bound, his answer to that was, you know, Hillary's mean. Do you think that helped or hurt him?
No, I don't think it helped him. I don't know that it hurt him, but it certainly didn't help him at all. No. If anything, it was a push. On that one, it just, you know, get into the childish discussions. Let's go here. The childish discussions about the birther issue.
That was a waste of time.
For that to even be brought up, I thought it was laid to rest a couple of weeks ago, but now it's back up again. Oh, of course it's back up again because the media, by the way, it will be their theme for the next, up until, you know, for the next 50 days, less than that, until the election happens, because they want it to be that thing, because they want to keep reminding people. And I don't agree with Trump on the birther issue. I'm not saying this, but how is it racist?
That's right.
How is it racist?
No, you're right. Especially since it was one of Obama's biographers that originally said, you know, he was from Kenya. And to me, I think at this point, it's irrelevant, but that's how they tried to force the relevancy. I mean, Obama's leaving office, so whether he was a citizen or not, it's not even a point anymore. It shouldn't even be discussed. But you're right. That's why they keep bringing it up, because they think what they could do is, you know, when you kind of wring out a towel, they're trying to get the last bit of moisture out of that towel, trying to say, well, you know, Trump is bringing this up because he's racist.
Well, and Hillary's campaign did release the photo of Obama in Muslim garb. They did do that to make that point. And she made a reference one time. Well, I don't know. I can't say whether he's Muslim or not. You know, I'm not sure. Okay, that was one of her responses when she was running against Obama in 07, 08, that time. Plus, Obama, by the way, is partly responsible for this, and he'll be called a brilliant politician for this. But he delayed the releasing of his birth certificate for years to fuel this. He could have done it right away and laid it to rest. But what a brilliant politician that he was able to distract the nation for that time with this foolish issue. And, of course, I'm going to lay most of the blame on Trump for perpetuating it for as long as he did. Number one, but there's a lot of parties at fault here on this one. But the finger gets pointed when you are Lester Holt. The finger gets pointed in one direction, and one direction only. Okay,
well, Ron,
you're NBC. You got to keep your job.
Ron, we're coming up at the end. How can people find you and all the amazing stuff you guys do at Avisite?
Oh, drone stuff. Avisite.com. Very simple. Avisight. And check it out. We've got a lot of exciting things going on in the drone industry right now.
Awesome. So, Ron, I promise we'll have you back.
For having me on.
Yeah. Anytime. Thank you, Ron. You rock. Don't go away, guys. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
De There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We got a lot to talk about. Murders are up in the United States. Jumped nearly 11% in 2015, according to the FBI. Murders nationwide jumped 10.8% in 2015, and overall violent crimes increased 3.9% over 2014 levels. One of you had asked me to talk about this yesterday, and I didn't have a chance, and I apologize. Why there is such an increase in murders? Is it a gun issue? Is it a medication overdose issue? Is it a illicit drug issue? What's going on? They say right now, according to New York Daily News, the surge in murders and non-negligent manslaughters rose to 15,696 last year, marking the largest single-year increase in decades. Yet both the overall number of murders and other violent crimes tracked by the annual crime in the United States actually report fell when compared to 2006 figures. So they say the crime data shows that we still have so much work to do, according to Attorney General Loretta Lynch in Little Rock, Arkansas. She says, and it is important to remember that while crime did increase overall last year, 2015 will still represent the third lowest year for violent crime in the past two decades. They say the nation's murder rate in 2015 remained roughly half that of peak levels in 1990. I apologize. The report I'm reading has a lot of misspellings. And the total number of murders in 2015 made up for a 7.1% higher figure than it was in 2011, but a 9.1% lower total than 2006. So, guys, my problem with a lot of these reports is, you know, I could get my, you know, facts from a variety of sources, but, you know, when they're saying that murder rates are up, but then they say, but look, if you compare it to, you know, previous rates and previous administrations, it's less, you know, everything's all relative. What are we looking at here? Are we looking at a rise recently? Are we looking at a rise overall? Almost 16,000 deaths, to me, is ridiculous. Whether it's a rise, whether it's a fall, we have a problem. So personally, whether we compare it, and I don't want to bring up politics in terms of, you know, whose administration is at fault. We have a situation right now, and we need to figure out how to move forward and how to deal with it. You know, just like, you know, with the economy, we are going to be heading into a pretty scary economic times, and we've discussed that, okay, with, you know, joblessness and, you know, modernization and robots and computerization and, you know, commercial real estate being glutted as people purchase more on the internet. So we've talked about that before. And so as we move forward, yes, we like to learn from the past and we don't want to make the same mistakes in the past, but sometimes the past and history may not practically apply to what we're dealing with. So let's take a look at crime now, okay? Crime and how we're going to fight crime in the future, we're in a much different world now than we are in 2006. Okay? Our police officers have to second guess, third guess, fourth guess themselves. Some of us think that's a good thing, some of us don't. Our police officers now have body cams. Again, some of us think that's a good thing, some of us think it's bad. Our police officers know that they are on TV and they are being videotaped, even if it's not their body cam, by somebody else. Our police officers now are at risk of being shot and killed just for a routine, you know, stop. Our police officers now realize that even if they shoot somebody that they believe in self-defense, they could be complete, you know, their career could end with that shooting. So, one positive is, if police officers have been doing willy-nilly rampant shooting, they have to think twice. A negative for that is if they've been using their instinct, and in a lot of jobs, instinct is key when it comes to saving your life, saving the life of others. And if they second guess and they get shot, you know, how many people are going to want to sign up and be a police officer in this day and age? So, you know, we are going to be dealing with these murder spikes completely differently than we did back in 2006, than we did in 1996, than we did in 1956. This is a much different world now, okay? You also have people that want to stage and want to say, I don't understand this. We have such a social media and Facebook frenzy now that people want to catch somebody in the act, be the one that had the video on. And you see with a lot of the riots, you know, God bless this country being able to have peaceful riots. And I think it is so awesome when we are able to express our concerns in peaceful ways. But when you start to see the goading and you see the, okay, I got my camera. Let's do this. You know, what are we doing? What is our goal here? Okay? I mean, are we trying to work together to fix this and stop a problem? Or are we trying to get on social media? Or are we trying to, you know, become heroes catching somebody in an act that we are goading them into? Okay? We have to fix the shooting issue of people that are unarmed. That, I mean, hands down. Okay, and our police forces, from what we understand, are trying to mend those issues, you know, immediately. You know, why are we shooting people that are unarmed? What is happening there? Okay? On the other end, why are we over and over again being in these situations, and our cops being in these situations where they feel their lives are at risk? Okay, I mean, you know, when you are swearing to protect citizens and protect the city and country that you're in, and there is somebody who is leaning into their pocket or leaning into their car when they're not following, you know, recommendations. Now, okay, we're now going to go into two new arguments. One argument is, okay, you know, when a cop says freeze, when a cop says don't move, don't move. I mean, that's, you know, freeze. That's how they used to say it in the olden days. Cops said freeze, you freeze. You just froze. It was an automatic response. However, now we're being told that some of these victims cannot respond to being told freeze or not to move. So in this one case with the Charlotte victim, the family member was saying he had traumatic brain injury. So he had traumatic brain injury, which is why he could not follow the directions. There's also been talk that he was smoking marijuana. So in the olden days, it was simple. We say freeze, you stop. Freeze. Now that doesn't work. So we are now trying to fight crime, trying to put a lid on you know, the travesties that are occurring, and we have individuals that may not be able to respond to a don't move, don't reach in your pocket, don't reach in your car. What is a police officer to do? Is he supposed to assume somebody has traumatic brain injury or cannot follow, or is he supposed to assume that somebody's going to go out, get a gun, and try to shoot him? Well, you know, nobody really shoots at cops. Yeah, they do. So, you know, as we look at both the arguments and we look at, you know, okay, well, we have murders being up and, well, it's actually better than previous numbers. We have, and make no mistake about it, we have probably one of the most tumultuous times right now as we go into crime, as we go into police officers needing to second guess themselves, as we go into, you know, relationships between the community and first responders. And this is not good. And I don't see either side getting what they want and getting what they need. All right. If we do have people who unfortunately have been suffering from traumatic brain injury or suffering from, drug induced psychosis or, you know, being stoned, etc. Should we be concentrating on how to, you know, work with, you know, these populations to stop? If everybody freezes and stops, hands up, no weapon, they're not supposed to be getting shot. So what the heck's going on? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey protein powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
She's alive. She's alive.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, we got a lot to talk about. Coming back in the next hour, if you have a kidney stone and you pass one, okay, great, it's passed. But sometimes you have other kidney stones still sitting there in the kidneys. Kick them back. And when you have a kidney stone, your doctor will usually tell you not to go on a roller coaster. Well, now we're being told maybe you should go on a roller coaster, because these roller coasters, like at Disney World, could hopefully help pass your small kidney stones. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how those of us that have spare tires versus love handles, the spare tire may be tougher on our heart than the love handles. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how 9 out of 10 teens are not getting enough exercise. We're also going to discuss how our poop could contain clues about our obesity risk and why we need to get our poop together with that. And 7 signs that you may be on your way to divorce. Apparently, a lot of discussion on relationships. And we'll get to all your questions and your comments as soon as we can. But we got a lot more ahead on the Dr. Dahlia Show at 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. This was breaking news yesterday that didn't really seem to get a lot of headlines. Apparently, the ACLU is going to temporarily defend the bomber, the Ahmad Khan Rahami, 28-year-old naturalized U.S. citizen that set off a bomb in Chelsea neighborhood in Manhattan. They say the ACLU will temporarily provide legal counsel for the man suspected of detonating a bomb in the heart of New York City that injured 31 people earlier this month. All right. He is in police custody in a hospital in Newark, New Jersey. Was arrested September 19th after a dramatic gun battle with officers trying to take him into custody. Rahami faces federal and state charges in New York and New Jersey, stemming from the bombing in Manhattan's Chelsea neighborhood 2 days earlier and explosives found in 2 New Jersey locations. The attacks are being treated by authorities as an act of terrorism. They came obviously days after the September 11th attacks, and federal judges denied request by public defenders to be appointed to represent Rahami last week, siding with prosecutors who argued that he had not officially been arrested by federal authorities. So on Monday, ACLU lawyer Alexander Shalom filed a notice of appearance as counsel for Rahami in federal court in Newark. His filing comes as prosecutors and federal public defenders in New York and New Jersey squabble over when Rahami will get a court-appointed legal counsel. So the ACLU said the U.S. Justice Department and the prosecutor's office in Union County, New Jersey, continue to improperly deny Rahami the right to an attorney. For example, they say the ACLU also said that the Union County prosecutor prevented Rahami's local public defense counsel from checking on Rahami's condition because the prosecutor said an arrest warrant had not yet been executed. The right of an accused person to have an attorney is a fundamental, undeniable right, regardless of the charges. So they say it's extremely disturbing that Mr. Rahami's lawyers have not been able to verify their client's health condition, including the level of consciousness. See, I don't think we know what the heck goes on when somebody who performs an act of terror. I mean, I always thought, okay, somebody commits a terrorist attack. They have, get arrested, they get detained, and then I guess the country from which the terrorist came from has to defend them. But if this is a person who is, I guess, a naturalized U.S. citizen, okay, then, you know, he needs to be represented by somebody here, a public defender, and I guess the ACLU is stepping in. Interesting. These are things where you think, you know, we have it down, and we don't. And the ACLU is defending them. That's, yeah. Well, 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's hear the latest on the California wildfire. I'm not getting any more containment being reported out of this. Hold on a second. I do not want... Oh, we got a pop-up. I'm sorry. Los Angeles Times is one of my go-tos when it comes to news in California. And unfortunately, the LA Times is giving me a pop-up that I can't, unfortunately, get rid of. So let me figure out how to get rid of that. As soon as we can, we'll give you guys the latest on what's going on with the fire in the, is it called the Loma fire? I apologize. Yeah, in the Santa Cruz. Yeah. The Loma fire in the Santa Cruz. Okay, here we go. From what we understand, it's scorched already at least 1,000 acres. It's threatening at least 300 structures near Loma Prieta and Loma Chiquita roads, 10 miles northwest of Morgan Hill in the mountains north of Santa Cruz, according to California Department of Forestry. Still, they're saying that the fire is 5% contained as of 20 minutes ago. So they got issues with the geography. They got issues with the winds. We got a huge heat wave that's affecting triple-digit temperatures in California. This is a crazy, just the idea of, you know, here we are in the fall, and it's hot. I mean, I was in Orlando my fellowship convocation ceremony, and we went to Disney World. I mean, it was hot, and I understand at the end of, you know, it's the end of summer, beginning of fall, and I want my fall. You know, we're starting to lose really fall. We're starting to have longer winters and earlier summers, and we're having longer summers and earlier winters, or so we're just not getting our fall and our spring. So, very frustrating. We'll keep you guys posted as we get more information on the fire. I want to start going into medical news, but really quickly here, Marcus writes, it's the lack of religion. I think he was responding to when we were talking about the crime rates going up. He says, this country is going to blank, I can't say that word on air, because of the lack of ethics, soul, and where we are going in the afterlife. We need to bring religion back. You know, that's an interesting statement. You know, you really don't seem to, I mean, the headlines, for that matter, is making it sound like religion is starting to be lost. I don't think it's being lost. I think there's lots of groups still keeping it alive and well. But, I've brought this up before. You know, some of the people performing some of the most, you know, heinous crimes in jail, you know, when you ask them, you know, what's their spirituality, they don't have one. And, you know, some of them do. They turn over a new leaf. They find Jesus, or they, you know, turn to, you know, the good book in one manner or another. But we can't say anybody that performs a heinous act does not have religion or does not have spirituality, per se, because, you know, many people that perform acts do it, prompted by their beliefs and their spirituality. So, you know, I don't know. It's interesting. You know, we have such a, and we should have separation of church and state, but we have such a, progression towards don't bring up God. Don't bring up God in school. Don't bring up it. And I understand that. There should be a separation of church and state. I get that. But there seems to be such an anti-religion sentiment. You know, even, and I'm Jewish. There's no secret about that. I'm Jewish and I love being Jewish, but I love Christmas time. Love Christmas time. And I love seeing the nativity scenes and seeing the Christmas trees and seeing the lights. You know, and a lot of Jewish people, we love the holidays. And we love, you know, and I'm noticing that there's a lot of blunting and you know, borifying the, you know, making the the whole, holiday so politically correct that it's really starting to take away the beauty of the holidays. You know, you feel good. I would like to see how, you know, crime, statistically fell around the holidays, around Christmas time. You know, was there more, there might have been more theft, maybe, around Christmas time, et cetera, like that, you know, and you know, you see people stealing packages, et cetera. It'd be very interesting to see a violent crime dropped during the holidays, during the Jewish high holidays, during the Christmas holidays, during the, you know, Kwanzaa. I don't know. It'd be interesting to see. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.